Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin.
I'm Josh.
And that's it today. Because Damien and Jackie are on vacation. They're international right now. And so we didn't want to really stop our recording schedule just because some of us are out. And Josh and I do think that we can, you know, fill up a whole podcast worth of runtime with just us talking. And we also have a topic that we think we could fill it with. We'll see how it goes, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know. I'm a little like nervous, not just because like it's, you know, just us, but also just it feels weird. Like it feels empty.
Yeah. I know. I was like, before we started recording, I was like, dude, I'm kind of nervous because, like you said, we were used to having multiple people here. And so when there's more of us, we can kind of just chill out, relax. Oh, I don't have to talk as much kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, since it's only you and me, it's like if there's awkward silence, it's just we gotta edit all of that.
Yeah. Like we have to have like a full conversation. Like this is basically just a conversation between you and me. Like and like we would normally have these kinds of conversations, but that's the problem is like because it's just us, we also have to remember to put a filter on it. Like
that's true. But it's like, it's funny because, you know, there's so many other podcasts out there that it's just two people, you know, like, for example, Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. It's usually him and a guest, mm-hmm. and they talk for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a lot more money, but still, you know, like.
We don't make any money at all, Josh.
We make a lot of money off of this podcast.
Yeah. No, and I think like another thing is, like, Joe Rogan usually is talking to like professionals or like experts in their field, you know, and so like they have a lot to talk about, but I think we can get through with our banter.
I mean, we are experts in this topic we're going to be talking about today, right? So
I don't know if I'd say we're experts, but we've definitely become like the go-to people about this.
I like to say we are what's it called,
connoisseurs. You use that
connoisseurs
word.
yes connoisseurs of this next topic. So
yeah, so with that out of the way, I think if you've been following either mine or Josh's personal Instagram for a while now, you can guess what we're kind of pointing and hinting at, which is we're gonna be talking about breakfast burritos, but also probably just like breakfast in general, not necessarily because breakfast burritos are that huge a part of our lives, but it's just, you know, we wanted to have fun with this topic. We don't want it to be too serious, so yeah
that's true. I mean, if you do follow our Instagrams, it's either like gym posts, breakfast burritos, and a podcast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if people see it, it's like, oh, it's pretty big in their lives. So,
yeah, it's definitely like one of those things where we're at the point now where people will like either DM me on Instagram or they'll like when they run into me like in public, they'll be like, oh, like, I was wondering, like, what's your favorite breakfast burrito place? Like, I'm looking for a good one. And then I'll be like, oh, well, and I have to give them like a caveats to all of them, like, oh, I like this one a lot, but then people have told me they don't like it for this reason, you know. But yeah, I need to start with, I don't remember how we started doing it. I just know that we started calling it the breakfast burrito tour because it became like, I think we did like 3 weeks in a row of breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
But I don't remember like, well, what the first place was.
You forgot the and coffee part too,
so. Well, the coffee part we added later, so that's why.
That's true. Yeah, but I mean, we always get coffee after, so
yeah.
Like, we call it the breakfast burrito tour and coffee.
Yeah. But do you remember how it started?
I think we got a haircut. I believe we both went to go get a haircut. And then there's a coffee shop nearby that I had breakfast burritos with Damien with once. And I was like, oh, this place is pretty good. Let's go there. And then we got breakfast burritos. And then it was a coffee shop. So we got coffee. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next week we worked out. And then I was like, you want to get breakfast burritos again? And it just became a thing that we just kept doing every week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because it kind of turned into like this whole like Saturday tradition where we'd be like, oh, we're going to go to the gym and then we're going to go get breakfast burritos and then we're going to get coffee after. And like it turned into this whole thing where like if people wanted to come get the breakfast burritos with us, we were like, oh, but you have to work out with us before too.
Yeah. It's so sad because I was like dieting too. And I was like, oh, Saturdays. Oh, I'll just eat breakfast burritos. I don't care.
Yeah. And I think so, I was telling you, like, calories don't count on the weekend.
No, it does. It really does. Because then if I live that motto, it's just I eat so much food.
Yeah.
But it also became kind of like a award for me, you know, like a reward. It came a reward because, like, I was like, okay, I'll be good Monday through Friday. And then I'll have a breakfast burrito on Saturday. And then Saturday night, I'll eat clean again. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like my reward, but sometimes I eat way too much on weekends. So
yeah, like I think it's just a way to keep yourself sane, right? Like, because then when you're on like a diet, it's like, dude, like I'm eating the same thing over and over, and it's just, it gets very repetitive. And then the breakfast burrito kind of helps you, I'll wake you up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because people, you know, like I said, like people will like ask us like on them. And like, I think when we started, like, I don't know about you, but I never did it with the intention of like becoming this person that people would ask like my opinion of. Yeah. I was just like, I just like breakfast burritos, man. Yeah. And then now.
It's funny because like my coworkers will ask me, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Right. Mm-hmm. Just conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, oh, so you're gonna go get breakfast burrito? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what are you gonna do after that?
Yeah, that's like the whole thing for me now too. It's like people like will ask me like, oh, like what are your weekend plans? They're like, oh, you're gonna get breakfast burrito, right? Where are you going this time? And I'm like, I don't know, guys. Okay, I don't plan that far in advance. Yeah, people are like, oh, are you gonna start an Instagram page, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't mind it too much. I do think it's kind of funny more than anything else, and especially because like people like will send us videos or like reels of like places in like that will have breakfast burritos, and they're like, "Have you been here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I've been there. It's okay." Or like, "Yeah, I've been there. It's really overrated." Like things like that. I don't know. Like I think it's definitely slowed down now. I don't think we go as often as we used to.
Yeah,
but I think out of the places we've been to, I don't know. I think we have to do this just because it is the breakfast burrito episode. What are your top three?
Oh, top three. Can we get back to that later?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But for me, let's talk about what makes a good breakfast burrito.
Ooh,
how about
that? Ooh. Oh, shoot.
So, like,
I mean, this could be cancelable territory, though, you know? Like,
hey, we're connoisseurs. Who
cares? Okay.
This is our thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? We don't have a guest here. They're not going to come in and say something.
That's true. Okay, so let's go down with, like, there's core ingredients for a breakfast burrito. And then we can say, like, what our opinions on, like, this versus that, right?
Yeah, and then after that, we'll go back and talk about our favorite
one. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I'm down for that. Okay. So then number one thing is eggs.
Okay, yes. Breakfast has to have
eggs. So then... and there are different ways to do eggs for a breakfast burrito. I think everyone thinks all you can do is scrambled eggs, but there's different ways to do it. And so I think, you know, what's your opinion on that?
I agree. I like my eggs kind of more on the runnier side, with like either over easy or sunny side up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind like the yolk.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel like some places will over scramble and like overcook the egg, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it gets like kind of rough, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know about. I think also like there are places that will do like, you know, like fresh and fit versions where they do just the egg whites, and I think that's like, we gotta get that out of the way. That's an abomination. Like, you do not do that to a breakfast burrito.
Yes,
but there's also like, we've talked about this. There's egg substitute, right? Like the fake version of the egg, and then there's like real scrambled eggs. True. And I like it when they use like the real scrambled eggs. I think like the runny over easy egg is cool. I think it helps to make things different, but I'm actually not like a huge fan of it.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I think for me, I think like a nice scrambled egg with like a real scrambled with real eggs is kind of like the way I would go. So I think we're building like our best burrito, right? That's what we're doing here.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I guess on the egg side, I think when you brought up like actual eggs, real eggs, instead of like lab made eggs or whatever they do, the ones in the bags kind of thing. I think you can really taste it too. Like, it makes a big difference of whether they use fresh eggs or they use like the bag. So that's a point that I didn't think of, but yeah.
And I think I understand why places would use like the bagged egg, because it's just so much easier to get that than anything else.
Yeah, and it's cheaper, you know, like buying a bunch of eggs, especially like a couple months or a few months ago, it was like eggs were freaking expensive.
Oh, so. Yeah, true. So then that bagged egg was probably like way cheaper.
Yeah,
that's true.
So eggs is for sure one that has to be in
there. Right.
The second one for me that has to be in a breakfast burrito is some sort of potatoes.
Right. I think that's non-negotiable. Non-negotiable at all.
Yes.
But then you run into the question of, right, there's hash browns, there's tater tots, And then there's home fries too. So
I like hash browns or tater tots because I'm a texture guy. Mm-hmm. And so like, if you think about breakfast burritos, most of the ingredients in there are mushy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, bacon, if you have bacon, it's crunchy, right? Mm-hmm. But then because everything else is so mushy, I like a little bit of a bite where it like kind of crunches. Mm-hmm. And so either hash browns or tater tots.
Hash browns or tater tots.
I've never actually had a breakfast burrito with home fries or home potatoes. I probably have, but like all the places we've been to, I don't think we've had any.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, there was one place I went to that had home fries inside the breakfast burrito. And I just felt like it was very underwhelming because I don't know, like maybe it's just like a thing of like they just didn't season it enough or anything. I just felt like it didn't add anything to the burrito itself. So I'm not a fan of that. So I'll say that much. I'm with you. I think hash browns or tater tots. If I had to pick between one or the other, I would say probably tater tots because I do like that crunchiness to it. Mm-hmm. I think hash browns tend to be crispier than they are crunchy. So I prefer that crunch to the tater tots, especially I think also just kind of like the when I think about tater tots, like it's just like a fun food to me.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think like one thing we have to point out though is like obviously we're like pointing out these ingredients. Like the big thing is no matter what, like it has to be well seasoned, right? Like it doesn't make a difference if you don't season any of this, like it's not gonna come out good. So make sure it's like well seasoned.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I think even with eggs, I think a lot of places tend to not season the eggs or they don't season the potatoes or hash browns or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not like they don't do it enough. Mm-hmm. And like I'm a person that likes to season everything. Mm-hmm. Not like it doesn't have to be like the best seasoning ever, but just as long as it's like a little bit seasoned, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And if you watch cooking shows, they always say make sure you season everything, right? Right. Like, and so I think that does make a big difference. And so we sound like foodies.
I know dude. We do. We sound so pretentious right now. And this is definitely not the vibe. This is a vibe I don't want to go for, but whatever.
Yeah, but it makes a big difference. I think like there are times where we had burritos where the eggs were like just. It was straight eggs, mm-hmm. no seasoning, mm-hmm. not even a little bit of salt. Mm-hmm. Same with the hash browns. It just felt like they just threw hash browns in there just because it was a breakfast burrito kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So this is like an interesting thing. You know, what I talk about like people will like come up to us and like ask us for a question or for our opinions on breakfast burritos and stuff. And someone asked me if I'd ever been to like this specific place in Santa Barbara. And I was like, mm-hmm. no, I don't know why I would have ever gone there, you know? And they're like, oh, dude, if you're ever in Santa Barbara, you have to go here. Like, they I don't know, like, what their recipe is, but they got their, like, everything is down to, like, a T. Like, it's, like, a science to them. But they don't use, what is it, hash browns, tater tots, or any of those kinds of potatoes. They use mashed potatoes. Yeah. And so I think that's, like, so interesting because, you know, we talked about texture. And you lose that crunchy, crispiness, like, the solidness to the burrito if you use mashed potatoes. So now I'm, like, wondering, like, well, then, like, what did they use for that texture, you know?
Yeah, I don't like. It just feels like you're just gonna eat a like just mush when you eat that burrito. Then I mean, I'm sure like the meats are probably like more meatier, like as in like it has more like chewiness to it, I guess in a way. Because like you know, mashed potatoes and steak go well together and stuff. So and then probably like it has bacon. I don't know. It sounds interesting. I think mashed potatoes will help a lot if it's like we said, if it's seasoned pretty decently. Mm-hmm. I think it'll make a big difference.
Yeah. I think like, because then like, there's different ways to do mashed potatoes. There's like the runnier version and then there's like the more chunky version. I think if you stick with the more chunky version, maybe you're not losing too much, but I don't know. Just overall, I'm just like, oh, that's such an interesting. And also here's another question is if you're using mashed potatoes in your breakfast burrito, are you also using gravy? Because if you use country style gravy, it's like, oh, maybe.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of changes the game, right?
Yes. That will be so good. With like a country fried steak.
Actually.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, see?
Oh, man.
I think it could work.
No, I think it'll work. I think, but like, yeah, the texture part, it has to come from the protein, I think. Mm-hmm. It has to be like the meat that's crunchy, either, you know, like country fried steak or something fried or crispy in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just eggs and mashed potatoes does not sound, I don't know. To me, it's just, I like, it's just too much mush for me.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do that. But I think that brings in another question of cheese.
Oh, yes. I love cheese.
Yeah, and I love cheese, too. And then so I think cheese is essential in breakfast burrito. But then, like, there are some places, like, cheese is, I think, the most variable thing on, outside of the meat choice, obviously. But I think the cheese is the most variable thing because people do so many different things with it. Like they make like a cheese sauce. There was a place we went to that did cheese sauce. There's places that just do like just straight slices of American cheese. And there's places that do like the shredded, was like the Mexican cheese.
So like, or like mozzarella.
Yeah. So then I think like that's the one thing you can change the most outside of the meat itself. And so I don't know. I think for me, like when I had, there was that one place that had like really good cheese sauce. And I was like, dude, this is elevating this so much. It's making it really greasy, but this is.
Yeah. I think definitely the cheese makes a difference. But then also you don't want it with too much cheese, right? Because it just becomes kind of like too greasy and like gross in a way. I'm trying to think of the word in English.
I don't think there is. Greasy, maybe?
But yes. Greasy, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the best way to look at it. I think like one thing that, like another thing I want to caveat like all this whole conversation with is like, number one, obviously seasoning. But number two, also balance. Like if you have like a burrito that's like 50% potato and like 10% egg, it's like that's not going to work, you know? So that's the another important thing to realize is like, yeah, you don't want too much cheese sauce, but then like, or the cheese, and you can definitely make it. Is definitely a way to it's like seasoning, right? Like you just need to use the right balance with it. And then that, what is that then? What else do we have? Protein?
Protein, yes.
I think if we're sticking with just like the basic ones, like which is bacon, sausage, and ham,
chorizo.
Chorizo. But is chorizo like a standard breakfast burrito thing, or is it
like a fusion?
Yeah, kind of like a some place. Because I don't think all places have a chorizo option.
No, not every place does, but most places will.
That's true. Yeah. I think you can't go wrong with bacon.
Oh yeah, hands down.
Yeah, I think that's like if you have bacon in your breakfast burrito, you're probably set. Like you can't go wrong with that. Ham, I think you can go wrong with because there are some places where they just do like really thin slices of
like deli ham.
Yeah, and I don't think that's that good. But then there's like places that will do like the chunky like cubes of ham, and I think that's pretty good. So yeah, and then sausage is like, I think it's a good like, what is it, like good option. You can't go wrong with it, but you also like, I don't think any place has blown my mind with their sausage at least. But then like when you then you start getting to like the combinations, right? Like sausage and ham or sausage and bacon. Yeah. That's when like it's like, oh, like what do we do then?
Yeah. I think the deli ham sucks. I think it's a cop out. I like chunkier cubed hams. And I think when they do that, you can kind of tell like the quality of food that they make in a way. But sausage for me, it's hit or miss. Cause then there's like those, you know, those breakfast sausages that we get or you buy. Some of them just are too greasy for me. And I get like this weird stomach issue after when I have it. So for me, sausages, I don't mind it, but I won't get like a sausage breakfast burrito kind of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one that's just sausage.
Yeah.
Like if I got like sausage and bacon, like that's like, okay, like I'll take that, you know?
Yeah.
There are places that will add avocado to a breakfast burrito, and I don't think that's necessary.
I don't think that's necessary either.
Because I think if you just have those four core ingredients done well, that's all you need.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about steak in a breakfast burrito?
I think it's excessive. I don't think it's necessary.
I agree.
Yeah, because I've been to places that will do like a ribeye breakfast burrito, you know? And yes. I eat it and I'm like, I don't think this is like...
I don't think it's ribeye.
Yeah, I don't think they're using real ribeye. Number two, I don't think it's worth the extra money.
Yeah, and especially because it's, I feel like a lot of the places that have breakfast burritos, their steak is overcooked, and it just like, and then like they, you know, steak is expensive too, right? So they kind of like cheap out on it. So it's like just becomes a little bit of steak and egg and hash browns and
cheese. And I think like the whole steak in your burrito, in your breakfast burrito thing is kind of just like this, looking at it like, oh, you do steak and eggs as a breakfast dish, right? So what happens if we just put that all in a tortilla and wrap it up, right? And I just think it's, like I said, I just don't think it's necessary. It's excessive. Like there's nothing you're going to get from the steak that you can't get out of like the bacon or the breakfast sausage or ham. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think rather than trying to reinvent the wheel when it comes to breakfast burritos, most places could do with just really perfecting the basics. So I think there's a lot of places we've been to where like, we're like, oh, this place is really good. And we like, we'll go there and like, we're not eating anything special, right? We're eating like a very standard breakfast burrito. We're like, this place is good. And I think it's just because they just hone in on the basics of what makes food good. and then they make their breakfast burrito that. And then the places that get all gimmicky or they're trying to get cute with like their food, I know those are places where we're just kind of like, eh, it was okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's different, but eh.
Yeah, like I think there was one place that did like a, what is it, like a burger patty in their breakfast burrito.
Yeah, not a big fan.
Not a fan. Yeah, I felt like if maybe like you cooked the patty itself and then you like cut it up so there was like bits, that would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they cut it like in half. They just like two halves of
So it just felt like it was just not a. It wasn't like a really enjoyable eating experience because I felt like I was just getting a lot of patty. So that was what I felt. Is there anything we're missing? Tortilla? I don't think you like tortilla. Tortilla. So I don't think there's too much to talk about with tortilla.
I think there's one really important thing, and I don't think people like really care for it as much. But for me, with a breakfast burrito, it has to come with good salsa.
Oh.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of places, like you said, at the end of the day, a breakfast burrito, anyone can make it, right? As long as you have a tortilla, some kind of potatoes, eggs, cheese, and a protein. I think the one that makes it stand, the thing that makes it stand out the most is the salsa. Like, I'm a big sauce kind of guy, so I like putting stuff on it. So, but then if they have like pico de gallo, I'm like, ugh, it makes it even worse. But if they have like a homemade salsa that's decent and it's like, it tastes good and it cuts the flavor and it makes it, I think for me, that's what makes a big deal. Because there's a lot of places where like, oh, the burrito is really good. But if their salsa was just mid, and I'm like, dude, if the salsa was like a little bit better than what they had, it'd be that place would be so much better.
I can see that. That makes sense. I think like that's the hard thing, right? To really hone in and make your salsa, which is something that I think you said it was a lot of people wouldn't really think too much about that, right? But like focusing on that and making it good, I think that's I could see that for sure. I think there are places we've been to where it's like I don't really enjoy the salsa. Like those, I can't remember the place right now, but there was a place where like we had the salsa. It was like an orange color, and I was just like, this is not a very enjoyable salsa. You know, do you remember what I'm talking about?
I remember the salsa, but I don't remember the place.
Right? Yeah.
It was like sweet and tangy kind of, right?
Yeah. And then like, I was just like, not really feeling this.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So we've gone over that. We've made essentially a perfect breakfast burrito. and I'm getting hungry, so.
I'm getting super hungry. But going back to proteins, do you like chorizo?
I think it's okay. I'm just not a big fan of chorizo in general.
Got it.
So for me, like adding chorizo to the breakfast burrito is kind of like, like if they do it well, then they do it well. But I think also like I tend to get like upset stomach from like chorizo. So
Yeah, because I feel like there's some places that do chorizo really good. But then there's also places that overcook it and it just becomes just a dry, like dry meat. It scares me to try chorizo at different places because I'm like, oh, this place was actually really good. I'd get it again. And then another place I go was like, oh man, this is it's not it, bro. Yeah,
I can see that. Especially like, I think that's definitely what I started feeling when we started like getting towards not the end of like the breakfast burrito tour, because we're still going to do it, right? But like we haven't been as not consistent. Like we just haven't been going frequently. And so I feel like a lot of the reason for like me kind of like not having as much of like a desire to go has a lot to do with just like towards the end. I just felt like everywhere we were going was the same. And it was some like, I don't know, like these places are all like after a while, it's just all kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And I think we limit ourselves in a way by just staying in our area. And it's like, oh, it's 30 minutes away now. We don't want to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's better places. Like if we go to LA, I'm sure there's places that are better in LA. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, we just don't want to make that drive.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm down as long as it's not every week. But like, I'm down to go to LA to try it because we can do other stuff throughout the day there.
That's true.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then it's just like getting there is the pain, I guess, because it's just so far.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Like maybe like if we like have like a scheduled hangout with Peter, you know, like at night. It's like during the day.
Yeah, or like a group. I think if it's just us two, I mean, I don't mind it. Don't get me wrong. But then I think it makes it better. Like we go work out. And then we go breakfast burrito in LA.
Yeah, you know,
kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think this is the part where if Damien was here, he would be just friend zone trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I mean I'm always down to go with other people. I think it does make it more fun when people come along with us. And it's funny, like you know, the first couple of times we went, we would just eat it, be like, oh yeah, this is a good place, you know. And then, like, after a while, like, we would start, like, joking around, like, oh, like, what'd you think about this one? How was the texture? And, like, you know?
Yeah. And then we made a freaking Excel sheet.
We did. I just felt like it was easier to keep track of, like, if we just went, like, made the Excel sheet. So
yeah. No, I agree. I love Excel sheets because that's all I do at work. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the Excel sheet, I kind of laughed. I was like, wow, Kevin really made an Excel sheet.
Yeah, I was like, it was good. It was like, okay, like, because then what is it? I think it was just a really slow day at work that day specifically. So
you mean you did it after work?
Yeah. No, it was during work for sure. Are you saying my coworkers don't listen to this?
I'm just trying to make it. Ah, man, whatever.
Yeah. No, it was really slow at work. This is how slow it was at work. I did all my work, and then I also like worked on D&D stuff. And then I made this Excel sheet. That's how slow it was that day. Like I did a lot of stuff. But I made this Excel sheet because then I was just like, oh, like if we're going to keep doing this, you know, like it's good to have like, because I think what happened was we were kind of like, oh, where are we going this week? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, let's look it up. And then we'd look it up and we'd like spend time like looking it up, you know? Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's just easier if I just put a list together. So we already know ahead of time, like, okay, this is what's good. And then we can go here. This is the address. We'll just put it in. And then we can write our thoughts on it later. So we could be like, okay, like if we want to go back, like we can be like, oh, where did we go? That was good that one time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's just funny for me because you're not a very like organized planner in a way, because you're more of a chaotic kind of like on the flow kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, wow, this guy actually made an Excel.
I'm growing as a person, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Improvements.
Yeah, small improvements. I think it's funny because like with me and Amanda, I'm the one that usually is making the decisions. So it's like, oh, like what are we gonna do like when on this day? And she's like, I don't know. And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll figure it out. So then like,
oh, so you know how I feel now.
Hey man, it goes both ways, okay?
No.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, so that's just kind of what happens. And so I think like it's just kind of like a whole like character arc that like I'm just slowly learning to like be more organized.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I think also, like we said, after a while, it's hard to remember where we went and like what we had kind of thing. So I think it just helps us in a way be organized of like, hey, we already went there. It was good, or it was mid, or we'll never go again kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it. It just makes us feel legit because we have an Excel sheet.
Yeah. I think that's the funny thing is like, what is it? Like I think maybe like a month or two in, somebody like asked us like, oh, where are you guys going this week? And I'd be like, well, let me check the Excel sheet. And then like, they're like, do you guys have an Excel sheet? I'm like, yeah, dude. And I showed the Excel sheet. Like, what the heck? You guys are like organized.
Yeah.
So and that's like a funny thing. Like, it motivates me to keep the Excel sheet like up to date. And then like people will ask me for it, and I'm like, no. You don't get the whole Excel sheet, okay?
Yeah, we worked hard for this.
I know.
Make your own Excel sheet. Yeah. Go find out.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you my recommendations.
We'll tell you our top three, but you know, you gotta go do your work too.
Yeah, try it out on your own, you know.
Yeah, go work out first and then go get it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you already brought this up, so we can, I think it's good for us to move into it now, is top three places.
Oh, shoot. Let me pull up the Excel sheet.
Yeah, I gotta look at it real quick, right?
Yeah, because I can't remember every, like, I can name, like, the ones that I really liked, but then I can't, because there's so many we went to.
Yeah. And like I've reorganized it a couple of times too. Let's see. What is it organized by now? It's organized by city right now.
So we won't share the Excel sheet, but just to let people know, we have 35 places on this Excel sheet. And we went to 18.
A lot of places, dude. Holy crap. Yeah, we've been to a lot. And that's the crazy thing is like I think after going through all 18, you know, we're just like, like we're kind of over it, but like there are still places that we want to go to, the places people have recommended to us, you know.
Yeah,
so it's like, all right, like I guess I gotta try that one out eventually. But yeah, do you want me to go first?
Yes, let me look at the sheet and figure out what I put. I know my top.
Uh-huh.
I think both of our number one is the same,
right? So I'll start with by talking about some places that people either I felt overhyped to me or I feel like are overhyped on Instagram. Right.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
So I'll start with that.
If you're going to talk about the one that I know you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes. I got to talk about this one because people will send it to me on Instagram all the time. And I'm like, dude, that place is trash. Like, I don't know how people think it's good. And this place is called Troy's Drive-In. It's in Orange, I think, but it's like North Orange, like borderline Anaheim area. And people are like, oh yeah, like it's so good. It's so buttery and like potato ratio and all that stuff. Like people talk about, like, and I'm like, you guys have no sense of like taste. Like this thing is, when we went, I felt like it was, I could not tell the egg from the potato to the meat. Like I couldn't tell anything apart. I just felt like I was eating one big, like mushy, like if you thought of burrito as a singular concept rather than something that should have distinct flavor to it, then sure, I guess it was good in that way. But I just was so underwhelmed. And I was like, why do people come here? Like, why is this place on any top burrito lists?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Maybe, you know, just giving them the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. It was just a bad day kind of thing. But I agree. I think the potato was too buttery for me. It was way too buttery. And it had like no crisp or crunch at all. It was just like, it was a hash brown that was like just barely, it was cooked through, but it was like not crispy at all. And it was just so buttery. It made me kind of like, oh man, I need a soda for sure to eat with this. I felt like the protein ratio was kind of like off, especially because it's like eggs, a bunch of potatoes, and then like barely any protein in it. So I didn't like it either. I just felt very full and like gross after.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like it was the kind of place you either go when you just need to get full, or it's like you just want to save money. That's what I felt like it was. I didn't feel like it was worth going to for like actually like having an enjoyable experience. I think another place, and I think you'll probably disagree with me on this one, is George's. I felt like George's was not good. I want to be clear. I don't think it was bad, but I also just don't think it was good. And this is because people had told me since I was like in college, like, oh, George's is so good. You've got to go to George's. Like George's has such a good breakfast burrito. And people had like told me all these things about it. So, you know, when we started doing this, like, okay, like we have to go to George's eventually, you know? And then we finally went. And yeah, I just was like, okay, like it is not bad. But I just also felt like maybe people were hyping it up from nostalgia more than anything. Like remembering like, oh, back then it was so good. But maybe things have changed since then. And so I was just kind of like, oh, I don't think it was as good as people thought.
I agree in a way. It like, I think it's solid. I would go if I'm hungry kind of thing. But yeah, I don't think it doesn't reach my top three. Maybe not even my top five. But it is good. But I also think like, yeah, I think it is a nostalgia factor of like, oh, this place is really good back then. And that's like a growing, like when you're in high school or college, like you can eat a lot more than you can now kind of thing. So it's like for the price, I think it was good. But I think trying other places, I think it was definitely in the middle tier for me.
Okay. I think other than that, most places tend to be kind of in the same realm, like same category for me, which is like not necessarily that they're like, I would say like, oh yeah, if you're going to go there, like it is, I would say like, yeah, it's good. Like there's nothing wrong with the place. It's also not like a place that I would say, oh, you got to go out of your way to try kind of thing for the rest of like the other like 15 or so that aren't in the top three. Like they're kind of all like pretty in the same category-ish. It's like, oh, okay, like, yeah, if you need a breakfast, we can go here. But I'm not going to tell you like this is like if you ask me what my favorite places are, it's not going to be in that list. So that being said, I think number three is a place that we went to pretty early on. So we got lucky. Because we went like right before it blew up, which is LJ's little cafe. It's like this little shack that's built out of a Home Depot. And yeah, I thought it was really good. It was really heavy and greasy for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's one of those things where I talked about like the cheese sauce was really good and they use unconventional meats. They use like a pineapple sausage, which I thought was really cool. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why it blew up later on, you know. But yeah, I think that's definitely a place where if people ask me like, have you been here? I'd be like, yeah, I've been here. Well, do you recommend it? I'd be like, yeah, I definitely recommend it. Like, it's worth going. I just don't know if it still is because I heard that the lines are really long now. So yeah, I don't know your thoughts on. You can give your thoughts on either my number three or you can just go to your number three.
Oh man, I don't know. Like LJ's was good, but I think it was more, I liked it a lot more because it wasn't like a traditional breakfast burrito kind of thing. And so for me, it's not my number three, but it is like an honorable mention kind of thing. Like, yeah, I definitely think people should go there. You might not agree with my number three, but my number three, oh man, this is hard. I think it's Tacos El Gringo.
Tacos El Gringo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they kind of do a different spin on breakfast burritos. Mm-hmm. But then their salsa is really good. And it's not like they just have one salsa. I think they had like three or four different salsas.
Yeah.
And then they had like the habanero one, which is like really spicy. But it made it like it made the burrito a lot better for me.
Mm.
I think we tried like so when we go to places, we try what they're known for. Mm-hmm. And so what we will do is we get two burritos and we split it in half. We cut it in half and then we share both burritos. So technically we're eating one burrito each. But then that's how we kind of do it. And I felt like I wanted to go back to try other things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why for me it was a number three rather because like the two we ate were really good. I loved it. But then I also wanted to go back and try the other stuff that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's why it's number three for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I think Tacos El Gringo is not in my top three, but it's definitely in my honorable mentions category for sure. Like, mm-hmm. I think one of the notes I wrote was, it's definitely worth recommending to people. Like, if people are like, oh, like, what's a place to go? I think, like, I would definitely recommend Tacos El Gringo. I just don't know exactly what to recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was an enjoyable experience. I think what did we have? Like, it was like, I think called the farmhouse burrito. Yeah, and I did think it was good, but then like you said, yeah, like it made me curious to try more. So I think that is like I think that's at least like a good benchmark to say, you know, is this place worth recommending? Like, do I want to go back? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's your number two?
My number two. I feel like our number one and then two might be the same.
Okay.
But I want to change it just so I'm different. But I'm not. I'm going to go with Hola Adios, the coffee shop, because it started the breakfast burrito to coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like random. This place we found, or I found it with Damien randomly.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go get a haircut and we went too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, you want to go get coffee? And I'm like, dude, I'm hungry. And I saw that they had breakfast burrito and I tried it. So this is actually pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took Kevin there. It was really good though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, it's not your normal regular breakfast burrito. They put like different things into it, like barbacoa, or they have a different stance on it. So I think that's what makes it unique, but it's also like, oh, this is breakfast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you said, yeah, number two and one are definitely the same for both of us. So for me, it's also Hola Adios. Again, like it started it all. It's definitely one of those places where like I would go out of my way to go there. I've taken my dad there. I've taken Amanda there. They've both been like, this is really good. And Amanda, her experience with it was really funny because I think when we went together, I went to get the barbacoa. I got the barbacoa one. And so when I went with Amanda, I got the barbacoa one again. But then she was looking at the menu. She's like, I don't really know what to get. And then she saw their standard one, which is bacon. It was bacon and eggs, but they call it bacon and friends. And so she was like, oh, I'll get this one because it has a really cute name. And so she got that one. I think one thing I do want to mention about Hola Adios, right? Like earlier I mentioned, I think most places would benefit from not trying to reinvent the wheel and really mastering the basics of what a breakfast burrito could be. And I think Hola Adios does that with their bacon and friends one. It's definitely like, honestly, it's the perfect breakfast burrito, right? But it's like every individual thing is honed to at least a level like 8 out of 10, I would say.
Yeah.
And so it's like every individual piece of it is good. And then from that, they said, okay, we have like a standard one. Now, what other kinds of breakfast burritos can we make?
Yeah.
And then they decided to try and reinvent the wheel. And I think that's what makes Hola Adios so good to me is they mastered the basic. So it's like you already have like a floor line of like, no matter what, I can always get this bacon and friends and be satisfied. But they also went and did something new. And so I think that was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think number one, it should be no surprise to anyone who's asked us recently. It's Nate's Corner.
Oh, it was Hammond's Graham for me.
No way.
No,
yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
No. Yeah, it is Nate's Corner.
Hammond's Graham is definitely honorable mention, though.
Yes, I agree. If they get their salsa right.
I think it's worth mentioning even without the salsa being perfect.
It would be top three for me if they did a better salsa.
Ooh, okay.
But yes, Nate's Corner, it is the best. And I think everything Kevin and I talked about ingredients-wise in the breakfast burrito, they do. Starting from the egg and then their hash browns are deep fried, not just like, you know, just on oven, like stovetop thing. It's deep fried. And then you can choose either like two meat or three meat. And then their salsa is pretty dang good too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in terms of, I don't have much to add in terms of what makes Nate's good. I think it's, yeah, like the hash browns are really good because it's got a nice crispy texture to it. Eggs are over easy. And so it adds a lot of, like, it makes it something new. or not something new, something different to a breakfast burrito that still adds to it and doesn't really like it, doesn't change the experience too much. Like it's not unnecessary, like adding avocados. I just think it's so stupid. Yeah. And then like the meat, I think what's really cool is like they give you choices in terms of like, you know, there's the bacon, sausage, ham. Then you can choose two of the three. You can choose to have all three of them. You can choose to have pastrami in it. Like you can choose like a bunch of different ones. And all of them are good choices. Like we mentioned earlier, adding ribeye is unnecessary. I think that the thing that's cool about Nate's Corner is that all of their options, it's not unnecessary. Not that it is necessary, right? Like you can, it's like you can pick it and it'll be good no matter what kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
But you have to make it spicy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to make it spicy. And spicy, they like cut up the little sour peppers and it makes it so good.
Yeah. Well, this is before we even started just making it a regular thing for us. Because my work is right there or nearby. And so I went there during lunch and it was so good. Mm-hmm. So I told Kevin, this is before. I was like, this is when we were going to Ham and Scram, just like, whenever we would go, whenever kind of thing. But I went there, I was like, Kev, this is the best breakfast burrito I've ever had. Like, it's so good. And he's like, where is it? And then I tell him, and he's like, that's too far.
Yeah.
But now it's like, we'll go. If we don't have a place lined up, we'll just go there.
Yeah. And Nate's Corner is just, it's undefeated. But it's crazy because like people, you know, like I said, is like people have different opinions, you know? And so people have told me that they don't like Nate's because they think it's too greasy. And they don't like the over easy yolk.
Well, you can order it without the over easy yolk.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just that people just don't like it for that reason. So it's like, okay, like if you don't like that, then I tell them, you know, try Hola Adios. There's something for everyone there. So
I thought you would say like, well, then if you
if you don't like Nate's Corner, try being better.
Yeah, yeah. Something's wrong with you.
Not me. Come on. No, I'm not mean to people. Come on.
I would say that.
Let's go into honorable mentions. We've mentioned a few of them, Ham and Scram.
LJ's was my honorable mention.
I think another one worth honorable mentioning, in my opinion, is Athenian.
Solid.
Athenian Burger. They have the Suicide Burrito, which I think it's just all their meat options, which is still like, I think when we were eating it, we both agreed, like, it doesn't feel like I'm eating a burrito that has every meat on it, you know? It just feels like it's just a solid burrito. And that's not in any way taking away from what it is, because it was still a good burrito and I would go back, and it's really local too because it's just in Buena Park. So
yeah, for me, I'll add one more. It'll be El Camino Cafe. That place was really good, and I think we kind of talked about it when we were eating it. Everything was fresh. Like they have like a juicer there that does like fresh squeezed orange juice too. And then not just that, but like the ingredients in the burrito, I think when we're eating it, I'm like, dude, this is legit. Like it doesn't taste like anything that's like super processed. Like the eggs, you can tell it's definitely fresh eggs. It was just solid. I think it was like other places are like, oh, I've had this before. But then even though the ingredients were the same, it did, for me, it felt different. I was like, oh, this is really good. And then they also have this thing called a chilaquiles burrito. It's just like the size of my arm. It was so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like $20, but it was so good.
Yeah, and I think like one thing to note is that the chilaquiles burrito, number one, the reason why it was so good to you is because you love chilaquiles.
Yes, I do.
And then number two is it's just chilaquiles. They throw it onto a tortilla and they wrap it up.
I did like two tortillas. It wasn't just one.
Yeah,
it was like two.
Yeah, it was huge. I remember like posting a photo of it like on my Instagram, and people were like, "Dude, that thing's huge." I was like, "Yeah, it's as big as my arm."
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in terms of honorable mentions, I think that might be it. I think, I mean, everything, like a lot of places are decent, you know? I think a lot of it depends on like where you are.
Yeah.
You can always find a decent burrito wherever you are, I think. So that's important to note.
Yeah. For me, those five would be like the for sure you should go. Like if you want a breakfast burrito and you're nearby those places, I would definitely say go there.
Right. Yeah. I think honorable mentionings and on top of the top three, like, gives people options. Right now people are like, oh, okay, like I'll look these places up and then I'll try them out, you know, when I have some time. And I think especially like if you want to try something, number one and number two, Nate's Corner and Hola Adios are definitely worth going to. Side note, I heard that Hola Adios, the baristas that work there, they get paid like $25 an hour.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, yo, what? Like, let me work there, dude.
How did you find that out? What the hell?
Someone was telling me, because I was talking with someone about how, like, I kind of missed the days when I was a barista, you know? And if I could make, like, a decent living just being a barista, like I would be down to kind of do it again, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, I heard that, I don't know if you know, but there's a coffee shop in Costa Mesa called Hola Adios. They pay the baristas like $25 an hour.
Jeez.
I was like, yo, I'm pretty sure like you have to like prove that you're some kind of like coffee connoisseur master or something, you know.
Yeah,
some pretentious thing like that. So
yeah, it's not like what we're doing.
that's what makes it funny, all right? That's the irony. I think it's funny, like, you know, I've been talking about how we haven't been going to get breakfast burritos as often.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we aren't getting breakfast, right? Like, we still hang out like almost every Saturday. Yeah. So it's funny that people are like, oh, like, where's the breakfast burritos? I'm like, oh, I'm just kind of taking a break. Like, I've been doing other stuff. So
yeah,
like, we just get like regular breakfast, like the country fried steaks.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah. Like,
dude, let's do it. Let's order a country fried steak and then make our own breakfast burrito off of it.
I'm kind of down. Because if you think about, like, everything's kind of right there. If you just order, like, a country fried steak meal, everything's right there, right? I'm pretty down. Yeah, let's do it.
God, I'm getting so hungry. I'm getting so hungry right now.
We'll do that on, like, a random Saturday.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Oh, we also went to Softee's and then they had the breakfast burger. So that was, like, a good break.
Shout out to Sam Hong.
Yeah, shout out to Sam Hong. Shout out to Softee's. That breakfast burger was really good. And I was joking with Sam Hong, like, yo, like, I heard you make legendary breakfast burritos, you know? Because I've heard, like, during the pandemic, that's what he did. Like, he made breakfast burritos and he sold it. Mm-hmm. And then, but you had to be on, like, a short list to, like, be invited to get it. And so, mm-hmm. I think, you know, we just weren't doing this at that back then, so it makes sense that we didn't get invited, but whatever.
Yeah. He did tell us that we would be invited if they do it.
That's so true, yeah. I mean, at this point, right, like, if we don't get invited, I take it personally.
Because when I post stuff, he always comments
on it. Yeah, every time, dude, that looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that Softee's breakfast burger was really good. I remember, like, he was joking with us. He was like, I mean, it's basically a breakfast burrito, just different.
It was wrapped differently.
Because it was buns instead of a tortilla. That was a good point, yeah.
No, it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah. I don't have much else to say about breakfast burritos.
Yeah. I didn't think we're going to be able to fill how long we talked, but.
Yeah. I mean.
Hey, I had fun. I'm super hungry right now too. So
I already brushed my teeth for the night, so I can't even eat.
I already ate dinner too. So like, damn, man. Oh,
shoot. Yeah.
So breakfast burrito Saturday or
Saturday? I'll have to get back to you.
All right, whatever, dude. No, okay. I'll go by myself. I'll post on myself. No, I can't post it because the episode won't be out.
That's true.
I'll do it when it's posted, when it's out. Whatever.
All right, just save a photo. Just save a photo,
dude. I kind of really want to make Instagram, though.
What?
I kind of want to make an Instagram.
For the breakfast burritos?
Yeah.
But then, like, we have to start all over again.
I'm down. just don't go to the bad ones.
The retour? It's like the, you know, when, like, an artist has, like, their first world tour?
Yeah, yeah. We'll go breakfast burrito tour number two.
Yeah, yeah. The second world tour.
Hit the main spots, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it like? There was a meme where it's like when K-pop artists say they're going on a world tour. The world tour is like America, Europe, and then like the big Asian countries.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
And there's like five cities in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Los Angeles, a city in Texas, New York, and then like Atlanta.
Which is random.
Well, there's a lot of Koreans in Atlanta.
That's true, but it's still random. Like, out of all places, Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's so many bigger cities like Vegas, you know?
We'll see. We'll see where the tour stops next.
Yes.
But stay tuned with us.
I was just going to say, stay tuned.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging around. Obviously, this is a very long episode of us just talking about breakfast burritos and being pretentious. But thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for being patient with us. We hope you had as much fun as we did. And that's it. We'll see you next week. Yeah, JK, because we don't do weekly episodes anymore. But see ya.
Bye.